1, 2, 3, 4. Emily Castle, it's been one emotional night for you. The launch of this brilliant single. How do you feel?
I don't know. I just feel so relieved it's over, and I'm so excited to finally get the song out there for people to hear it. You know, we've had some amazing dignitaries come along to my little nursery school. Mayor and Mayoress of Douglas, Lieutenant Mr. Gosney, and, you know, the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, in my nursery. It's mad.
So Mel Moon, you are a big part of this single launch here tonight at Willesden. How did it all come about?
Well, we write music for businesses for any occasion, for any reason, and Emily came to us actually for a nativity play. We wrote the nativity, and a couple of months after, she said that she wanted to give thanks to Alder Hay for saving Catherine's life, obviously. But I'm waiting for a heart transplant myself, so when I heard that story, I felt compelled to help. So I wrote a song that we hoped had legs. We got a team of incredible people. There's about 74 people working on the track, but we had session musicians come in, we had a choir, we had James Cockerill, he's going to be huge, he's such a phenomenal vocalist, and we just worked tirelessly for 3 months just to get a really strong track that people didn't just want to buy because it was for charity, but they'd actually enjoy listening to year after year. That's what we really wanted to do. We actually thought, are you mad? When they came to us, we really thought, are you crazy? Just do a raffle. You know? So bake a few cakes. What are you doing? She wasn't having it. She was like, no, we'll do it. Whatever it takes, we'll do. We have had some incredible support. We've got some quite well-known people that have agreed to start endorsing the track in December. People like Jack Whitehall, BBC, you know, they're going to give us a little bit of airplay. And what we just need is for the Isle of Man. It was born here out of an idea that one of your own people had, you know, one of your own children was saved there. We need the Isle of Man just to get behind it in every conceivable way.
We're actually going to be issuing a little challenge to Robbie Williams in the next couple of days via our. We have a social media following, so we're going to be sending that out, and we challenge Robbie to the Christmas number one. And if we beat him, then we expect him to donate 50% of his profits from his track to Alder Hay. If we don't beat him, then Mel is going to get a Robbie Williams tattoo on her right buttock.
So no, that's, I didn't get a thing.
Yeah. So we're going to offer that challenge. Let's see what he comes back with.
I
raise a glass
for peace. I just want to give something really big back to Alder Hay, because they gave us something really big. They saved Catherine's life on Boxing Day 2015, and she was a tiny, tiny baby, 4 weeks and 1 day old, and she had, you know, the full repair operation.
She still remains the youngest baby they've done that operation on in Britain, they think.
So Christmas 4 years ago is very, very different to what you're doing this Christmas, launching this single.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. We were just gripped with worry 4 years ago. It was an awful time. But.
And here she is, 4 years on, enjoying the song with us tonight here in Willesden. You know, dreams do come true.
Definitely. And if I could look back at myself, you know, 4 years ago, that little lady with my husband back in that room, and imagine that 4 years on we'd be here today. I don't know what I think. We were just in total despair, hoping she'd make it. And she did, and we're here.